Welcome to CDCI Connects, newsletter of the UVM Center on Disability and Community Inclusion for June 2022. It's the summer edition, and we need your recommendations for summer adventures. But not just any summer adventures, inclusive, accessible, and welcoming spaces for summer fun in Vermont. Summer. A good time to get out and about and explore Vermont. But how do you know where you can go and feel welcome and included? If you have a disability that requires different forms of access to a place, how can you know in advance? A couple of places we know of? Green Mountain Adaptive Sports is offering rock climbing, kayaking, and general bouncy movement this summer at various locations around the state. See our events calendar for more information. Oak Ledge Park in Burlington has created an accessible treehouse that's open to the public. The Nature Conservancy is working on expanding the ways in which natural areas are accessible. They've made accessibility updates to Eshqua Bog Natural Area in Heartland, Vermont, and Raven Ridge in Moncton and Charlotte. Looking to stay cool in the summer heat? The AMC Theater chain is offering open caption showtimes, along with sensory-friendly showtimes as well. But where else in Vermont makes you, yes, you, feel included and welcome? We'd like to hear from you all as to your summer plans. Know of adaptive sports opportunities in your area? We'd love to hear from enough of you to create a map of places that make inclusion a priority. Can you imagine something searchable by inclusion features so that you can create and enjoy a variety of summer adventures without worrying about roadblocks? Whatever adventures you choose this summer, we want to thank you for reading and for working with us on a more inclusive and welcoming Vermont. Be safe out there, y'all. Hashtag inclusion is love. On the podcast, Bridget Bird Diva Butler and Ariana Cano of the Nature Conservancy Vermont talk about the art of slow birding, or approaching birding in a way that prioritizes slowing down. They talk about how Butler's slow birding ideas touch on disability, race, and access to and love for Vermont's wild places. Says Bridget Butler, "Something as simple as bathrooms. Oh my gosh, I thought this place would be fine because it had a building and all that. But it wasn't. The doorways were too narrow, and the path from the parking to the main trail, there was like a big muddy dip." Watch the full interview captioned on YouTube. Upcoming events. On Monday, June 27th at 12:30 p.m. Eastern, Vermont Leadership Series presents What is Inclusivity and Why Does It Matter? With Zoe Gross from the Autistic Self Advocacy Network. Zoe works to make our society more inclusive for autistic people. Zoe is an expert in making information easy to understand so we all have a say in policies that affect us. This is a virtual event. On Thursday, July 7th at 1 p.m. Eastern, special education rule changes. What does this mean for families? This is presented by the Vermont Family Network with Cami M. Naylor, MSW Esquire, from Vermont Legal Aid. The Vermont Legislature passed Education Bill H.716, which includes a one-year partial delay of the special education rules. The changes that will take effect this year are the definition of special education services and increased parent voice in the IEP process. That is a virtual event. Ongoing through the summer, Green Mountain Adaptive Sports presents adaptive indoor rock climbing in Essex Junction, Vermont. Rock climbing requires you to be present in both mind and body and requires adaptive equipment even for able-bodied climbers. Harnesses, ropes, ice tools, and other gadgets aid in ascending the wall, and adaptive athletes do not necessarily need adaptive equipment to go climbing. Find out more on the Green Mountain Adaptive Sports website. Green Mountain Adaptive Sports is also offering an adaptive movement program ongoing through the summer at Elevate Movement Collective in Stowe, Vermont. Ninjas and acrobats, let the show begin! The program offered to GMAS athletes encompasses long-term athlete development models using diverse training to practice agility, balance, coordination, strength, flexibility, and endurance. And finally, Green Mountain Adaptive Sports is presenting adaptive kayaking at the Reservoir in Waterbury, Vermont. It's going to be Tuesdays and Thursdays starting June 28th. New and seasoned kayakers of all ability levels with cognitive or physical disabilities are invited to participate. Our goal is to provide a fun, safe, and encouraging environment to develop the love of the sport and the freedom it provides. That is our June 2022 events calendar. Let's turn now to CDCI transitions. This year, as we welcomed 11 new CDCI staff members on board, we are also saying goodbye to three of our longtime staffers who are retiring: Michael F. Giangreco, Paula Manzi, and Sherry Schoenberg. Michael F. Giangreco leads the Evolve Plus project, Paula Manzi is part of the Vermont iTeam, and Sherry Schoenberg has been the longtime director of the BEST project. Additionally, three of our long-serving members of the CDCI Community Advisory Council are moving on: Liliane Savard, Nicole Villemaire, and Mary Alice Favreau. Please join us in extending these folks a hearty thank you for all their passion and hard work. These are the folks that make the work happen, and we wish them all the best in their future endeavors. Finally, we have job listings for June 2022. The Orleans County Citizens Advocacy, OCCA, also known as quote-unquote the Abilities Connection, is seeking resourceful, enthusiastic persons with creative energy and initiative for a temporary contract position as program coordinator from June through September/October and potentially beyond that. The program coordinator would be responsible for organizing and holding a few fun and learning activities this summer, open to all members of the developmentally challenged community in and around Orleans County, Vermont. The program coordinator would also conduct outreach to the high schools and other entities to raise awareness of these activities and broaden the organization's reach throughout the community. Please submit cover letters and resume and any questions to ocavermont@gmail.com. I'm going to spell that: OCA Vermont, OCCAVT@gmail.com. The University of New Hampshire Institute on Disability in Durham, New Hampshire, is hiring an assistive technology program coordinator and a marketing and promotions manager. And you can find out more about those positions at the links in our newsletter. Champlain Community Services is hiring a service coordinator. They'll be based out of Colchester, Vermont. UVM Home Health and Hospice is hiring a pediatric speech language pathologist, also based out of Colchester, Vermont. And AgeWell Vermont is hiring for a number of different positions, including a care and service coordinator, a volunteer program administrator, and a community health worker. And that, too, is based out of Colchester, Vermont. Finally, if you haven't taken our website survey yet, there is still time. As part of the CDCI's ongoing commitment to expanding and improving our services, we invite you to take a 4-question survey about our website and how it can better meet your needs. Your feedback is crucial for us understanding how we can improve, because improvement is always the goal. This has been CDCI Connects for June 2022. It's the summer edition, and we hope all of you have a fantastic, safe, accessible, inclusive, and welcoming summer.